what we're going to be talking about predominantly on here is what's going on in the world from time to time. You know what I'm talking about. I was flipping through the old Facebook the other day, and I saw an ad. You know, they like to put them ads out there sometimes, and this is for one of the biggest country stars in the world who has got a big show coming up in the fall. Now you say, well, that's not really a big deal. This is absolutely one of my favorite artists of all time. A man who needs no introduction, really. Shouldn't, I say it cautiously, shouldn't need any more money in his pocket. But he is coming back and selling tickets for a show that is going to be in Hotlanta, Georgia. Now you say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is just this. Let's take a look here and see what these tickets are going for. One second here. Let's see what these tickets is going for. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, November. Let's see what kind of ticket prices we're talking about here. Okay, these are pre-sale. Okay. So, if you wanted to buy two tickets to this stadium show now, and this absolutely goes on sale next Friday, which, don't misunderstand me here, I have no intentions of buying tickets to this show, but I find it crazy that the prices for these things. They're starting off at $156. And that's way too much for any concert. But they go upwards of $349. Now, it doesn't even say it looks, ooh, Lord, have mercy. There's some tickets on the floor that are $879 and up. $448 over here beside the stage. $461 back here, and you're a pretty good ways back. Then you get up in the nosebleeds. Just a little, the tier below the nosebleeds is $258. And it's looking like $186. $168 are the tickets over here that are on like the sides of the stage in the nosebleeds. And I guess I might as well go ahead and say who this is. I don't think it'll take you long to figure it out. November and at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, George Strait, who, of course, is one of my favorite country singers of all time. And you'd say, well, why wouldn't you want to go see George Strait? Well, I have a multitude of reasons. First of all, he's got somebody else. He's got Eric Church and somebody else, Caitlin Smith. Now, I don't know who she is. I've never heard of her. I'm sure she's probably big on radio right now. But the next night, what caught me off guard about this whole ad was the next night, Metallica and who is that other? Metallica. Let's see what their ticket prices are. Metallica and Cage the Elephant, which I don't know who that is, and Greta Van Fleet, which is like these young cats who basically are a replica of early Led Zeppelin tunes. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool that they got that sound. The Metallica concert is absolutely way cheaper to go to than the George Strait and Eric Church. So you're talking about $120 to $299, and this is a Friday-Saturday deal. And I just thought it was really odd and weird how they promoted this concert with this just video of George Strait and Lars acting like they're in the same room when they're not. It's just weird. I suppose this is going to be one of the, you know, return to the stage type of deals for these big artists after everything that's been going on, but there's no way I would pay $500, which would, I would have to pay, actually, I'd have to buy the $800 plus ticket to get as close as I would want to be, you know. And even then, I've learned my lesson a long time ago about these big concerts. They're just not as much fun, man. There's too many people. It's usually too loud. The sound doesn't sound good in most of these venues. And they're very impersonal. And there's a lot of drunk people going to be there. I can guarantee you that. It's just not for me. And I'm, even when I was, you know, a little bit younger, I'm getting on up in the years now, but this is just insanity that I don't want to go on a tirade on George Strait because I don't know what his situation is. I don't know if he's wasted his money or what. But I do want to click on something right quick. Let's take a look at this. Because this will sway my opinion a little bit, probably. Here we go. George Strait's, oh boy, well, I might go on a tirade. George Strait's net worth in 2021 is estimated to be roughly $300 million. Lord have mercy. I've given him a lot of money. So I'm as guilty as the next guy as investing in Brother Strait here. But let me ask you this. What in the world does a man that's got estimated $300 million need to be charging that much to the fans of his music for? And you're going to say, well, you know, the people that work with George Strait, his musicians and his road crew and all that, they've been out of work, you know, since last year. And he hasn't been touring that much and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. $300 million. I think, me personally, and I am going a little bit of a tirade here, I reckon. And I'll stand by it because that's uber rich. That's not just barely rich. That's uber rich there. That's getting in the category of the top 15 rock stars in the world. I know that, like, Bono is worth like $600 or $700 million, I believe, from U2. So old George, $300 million, still charging people out the wazoo to see him in the twilight of his career, 69 years old. And you say, well, what's the big deal? Well, I know 20 years ago was a long time to some of y'all, but it don't feel like that long ago for me. In 1998, I got to see what some people like to argue is the real King George and George Jones for roughly less than $20. And then again, in 2001, I got to see George Jones at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater for $7. That's right, $7 exactly 20 years ago. And yes, I was in the nosebleeds. So I've spent $27 to see George Jones twice, and I can't even buy a drink and a hot dog at a George Strait concert for $27, I don't imagine. So, to say that it's a little frustrating to see that one of your heroes is overcharging his fans is just a little, it's just a little disheartening. It's a little disheartening, and sorry, I got dogs barking in the background here. Sip of water for the working man. It's a little disheartening, and just, now you say, anytime there's a problem and you don't offer a solution to that problem, well, then you're just, you know, spitting into the wind, they say. I've got a solution to the problem. When a man that is 69 years old wants to get out there and perform, sing some songs, because I want to point this out too about George Strait, much like George Jones, you're not going to see him play music. He's going out there with his band, and he's singing his well-known songs. Singing. He's not doing anything else. There's no playing involved here. George Strait is also not responsible for writing the majority of his songs. So this is a man who's charging his fans, if they want to be up close in the concert, nearly $1,000, maybe more, hell, I don't know, to come and see him sing songs. Sing them in a way that is not going to be as good as the album cuts. You're not seeing anything that's going to be better than what you could watch or listen to in the privacy of your own home. Because if you spend the $1,000 to go see George Strait, you're probably going to spend another $40 on beer, if you like to drink beer. And then you're going to have to get out in that Atlanta traffic on a Friday night after having said beers, unless you do Uber, which would be the responsible thing to do. If you do that, what you're going to do is spend another, hell, I don't know how much they are now. We hadn't taken an Uber since 2019, and it was, if my memory serves me right, 20-something bucks or something like that, and that was in Charleston. That wasn't Atlanta. It might be more expensive there, and who knows what the restrictions are. So let's just say you've spent $40, and here we go. We're going to tally it all up, because you don't live in Atlanta either. You're like me. You've got to drive over there. So it would cost me, and I live pretty close to Atlanta, it would cost me, let's say, $40 in fuel. Okay? Let me get me something to write on here. It's going to cost me $40 in fuel. It's going to cost me $40 for beer. Well, take that back, because my wife's going to go with me, so we're going to spend $60 on snacks, water, and beer. So we already had $100. All right. So we got Uber. We got snacks. And this is just inside the concert, $60. Just because that's the way things are. All right, we got to get a hotel room because we probably ain't going to want to come all the way back home that night. So you could say $200 for that. All right. Okay. George, it's getting rough. We talking about just for Uber, snacks, hotel, and another $40 worth of gas to get over there. Let's see, that's $260, $300, $340. Then $1,000 for two tickets. I do believe that's two tickets, if my search was right here. So, $1,340 to go see George Strait sing his songs. And you say, why are you busting George Strait balls for, he's a good guy. He's one of the good guys in music. I 100% agree that George Strait is a good guy. I love George Strait's music. My tirade here is more so to bring awareness to a problem. And that's a problem that I view personally. You may feel differently, and if you do, that's fine. If you think that a man like George Strait should charge this much and his fans should have to go through this much to see him, then that's fine. That's your prerogative. But me personally, he's made enough money, he won't never have to worry about anything else. And really, his family shouldn't either if they invest their money in a sensible way. I feel like a man like George Strait should not charge his fans to see him anymore. And you say, well, he's got to pay the band and all that. I don't care. He doesn't play that many shows anymore. He's got roughly estimated to be $300 million. He can pay the band if he wants to sing. Or there's another alternative. Since Mr. Strait is an elder statesman in country music, almost 70 years old, he could stop by anywhere that people are playing music, and I can guarantee you, if they're country musicians, they can play a plethora of George Strait songs. He could make not only the fans' night in any little beer joint between here and Texarkana, he could make the band's night by sitting in with some local musicians, singing his songs, getting that high, if you will. I know it's not 80,000 people at the Georgia, or the, I almost said the Georgia Dome, that's a goner, Mercedes-Benz or AT&T Stadium. I know it's not 80 to 100,000 people, but playing to 70 people or even 7 people who are right there in the room and you can actually interact with is a much more intimate and fulfilling situation than going to get money in this manner when you are already uber rich. It's troublesome for me. I mean, you got guys like, I won't even name names because I don't know a lot of these new country singers, but guys that would be tickled to death to just have George Strait on the bill with them, come by, sing some songs with them, help them sell their tickets. You know, because again, George Strait has plenty of money. There's no need in him charging this much. But this is something that I saw and I've witnessed it over the last 25 years or so. These ticket prices just keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. And that's not what country music is about. Country music is about treating your fans like family, like the people who put you on the map, not trying to drain them of every hard-earned dollar that they have. I mean, you take a musician like myself for this, $1,300. I could buy a pretty nice guitar for $1,300 that I will have the rest of my life. And you say, well, you'll also have the memory of seeing George Strait. I saw George Jones twice. He was very good. He was not better than the albums that I listened to him on all the time. And I know you're going to say, well, that's studio recordings and whatnot. It doesn't matter. For $1,300, it should be better than the record. It should be better than the record. So that's all for this episode. Just, I needed to vent. Sometimes you need to do that. For me, commenting on these type of advertisements is not a good idea, because I truly do love George Strait's music and have always had a deep respect for him as an artist. But he is contributing to a big problem, which Garth Brooks and other people have just turned into a just monopoly of making money over money over money over money. And a lot of people misunderstood the Cowboy Rides Away tour. They thought that was going to be his last show, when in fact he's going to do this kind of thing ever so often, which is come back for big shows until he's gone. And he can do that, that's fine, but don't charge the fans so much, man. It's just not right. So if you'd like to respond or anything like that, you can find me, JoshPorter08, on the Facebook, Instagram, JoshPorter2010 on Twitter. JoshPorter08.com, of course, for all the things, and my music and stuff's all out there on YouTube at JoshPorter08. I will catch you all on the flip side. You all take care of yourselves and be good to each other. And I'm probably going to go listen to some George Strait now. Peace out.